your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back and continue my discussion with Dan Pacini, frequent op-ed contributor and portfolio manager. Danny, I want to talk a little bit more right now about the economic situation in the United States right now. Let's start out, if you don't mind, discussing the total shamble that our Social Security system is in, and the current administration, as previous administrations, is doing absolutely nothing about it. What are your comments, Bud?
Well, we're on the cusp of something, and I'm not sure what it is, and I don't know when it's going to happen. The Fed keeps the punch bowl out there as long as it possibly can, $8.3 trillion balance sheet. It's makes me nervous. We're bound to hit some serious inflation. They say it's fleeting. That remains to be seen. Their spending is off the charts. We can't spend numbers like that. $5.something trillion on pet programs. Someone's got to put a stop to this or we're going to have real problems. The correction's going to be substantial and deep and difficult for a lot of people. And these recessions hit the lowest categories the worst. So we have mismanagement right now. It remains to be seen what they're going to be able to pass. So it's hard to make a prediction. I'm inclined to think after their recent disasters at the border and then in Afghanistan that perhaps they won't be as successful. There'll be a little momentum to stop the damage they want to do economically. But we've got some severe problems in this country with spending. This is not the time to spend money like that. And their attempts to help people out of COVID have gone way farther than they need to, and they don't seem to want to stop. They love to use a circumstance where they can spend more money, and the Republicans are helping them. It's really hard to watch the Republican Party. They're embarrassing themselves. They've certainly embarrassed themselves in this infrastructure discussion. To celebrate that they were able to put together the largest infrastructure package in history, oh my gosh, when can you not work with Democrats to spend money? It's just ridiculous. I'm nervous. I think people ought to be very cautious in markets today, particularly buying real estate and buying stocks. We're at extremely expensive prices right now. So be very careful in what you buy. Go more conservative would be my advice.
Dan, I'm curious about one thing. You mentioned real estate. Stocks, I'm not real concerned about. Real estate, I am. Where do you think the real estate market, let's say in the Northwest and in the Bay Area, is going to go over the next couple of years?
Well, we have to be honest. There's a lot of money sloshing around. People saved a lot of money during the pandemic. They were given a lot of free money. And there's a lot of wealth. We have a lot of wealth. People can still buy properties and they can keep bidding them up. And, of course, there are now private business companies that are out there buying single-family homes and other real estate and competing with the average person just wants a place to live. So this can go on for a period of time. But interest rates, if we need to raise interest rates to ratchet up, to counteract some of this inflation, then all of a sudden, you know, people who are payment shoppers when they buy real estate, it's going to be tougher and tougher, and so you can see a real correction in markets. It's just a question of when. You know, as a person who's been in financial markets for 35 years or so, it's hard to time a market. You just can't know. This could go on for years or it could go on for days, and you just don't know. So, but I'd be very cautious, and I certainly wouldn't be in here buying things that seem ridiculous to you. Just stay out. That's my advice to people.
Well, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm just staying where I am. But it's I got to tell you, man, it's pretty easy to stay in my place because we're on a golf course, and I love that. Anyway, having said that, what I am really concerned about right now is the amount of spending, though, that the government is. Basically, the government is paying people not to work. We have some very close friends up here, and I use the word we because this particular friendship started when Kath was still alive. An Italian couple has opened a restaurant, a really, really upscale Italian restaurant down in an area by us called Birch Bay. It's called Scampi-Osteria. And what's happened with them, and I'm probably going to mention this numerous times on this program, is that they cannot get help. Consequently, Giovanni, i.e. Johnny, is not only the head chef, award-winning chef, by the way, but he's also the head dishwasher. And Nevin, his wife, his wife is basically not only a bus girl, but she is also the only waitress they have. People are supporting them, but she has told me on the QT, so to speak, and this really isn't confidential, it's very obvious, they simply can't hire people. And when small businesses like theirs can hire people, small businesses but go out of business. They're no longer small businesses. They're not businesses at all. Comments?
Well, the problem is that our government keeps wanting to be in competition with everything else. They want to be in competition in healthcare, and they want to be in competition for finding employees. They're going to pay them to not work. I mean, I don't know how you can think that that's going to have a good ending. The fact of the matter is that the average employer can't compete with the federal government that is paying people to sit on their couch.
Right.
And that's got to stop. The government has got to get out of the business of helping us with every little problem that we have. Americans have to get back to where we learn to take care of ourselves. We don't look to government. This creeping socialism is damaging to us. We have to save money. We have to prepare for these eventualities where something bad happens. We are out of work for a period of time. You have to make sure that you can allow for stuff like that. You have to keep your family strong. When you can rely on your family that, hey, I'm getting in a scrape, there's someplace I can go, someone who can help. We have to take care of ourselves and stop looking to government because it's a mistake. And in this case, they're extending the problem. These poor companies, I don't know what the answer is for them when the government is paying people to slouch. It's got to stop. But it's not going to stop, because the left wants this. They are trying to get people addicted to government.
You know, unfortunately, I think it's a very astute statement. I think the government is trying to get people addicted to government, and they've taken the correct segment of our population, Dan. I mean, they're addressing this issue to minorities. They're addressing it to low demographic Caucasians. They're addressing it to people who really, really, they made our country great in the past. And I got to tell you, they have to be given the opportunity, Dan, to do it again. Right now, they simply do not have their opportunity to do that. And I think I'm very, very sad about that. Ladies and gentlemen, got to take a real quick commercial break. Going to be right back after that commercial break and chat more and more and more about the fallacies of the fact that we're in a good situation in our country. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.